brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I really do want it to be food. I really do want it to encourage you, to strengthen you, to persevere, to be faithful. I pray for you for that. I want to see you really loving the Lord and loving His Word and repenting when you fail. You're not perfect. God knows that. When you fail, you just say, I'm sorry, I repent. If it's necessary, take it to confession. But certainly take it to the Lord as soon as you can. Express your sorrow. He loves you so much. He loves you more than you understand. So let's take a look today at the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. I, John, had a vision of an open door to heaven, and I heard the trumpet-like voice that had spoken to me before, saying, come up here, and I will show you what must happen afterwards. At once I was caught up in the Spirit. A throne was there in heaven, and on the throne sat one of whose appearance sparkled like jasper and carnelian. Around the throne was a halo as brilliant as an emerald. Surrounding the throne, I saw 24 other thrones, on which 24 elders sat, dressed in white garments and with gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. 7 flaming torches burned in front of the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. In front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass, like crystal. This is a vision that John had. In the center and around the throne, there were 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The first creature resembled a lion. The second was like a calf. The third had a face like that of a man, and the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. The 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, were covered with eyes inside and out. Day and night, they do not stop exclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one who sits on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne, exclaiming, worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created. Following that is Psalm 150 that tells us, holy, holy, holy Lord, mighty God. How often do you stop in the church and just praise him quietly? I know that, but praise him in your heart. How often do you acknowledge him throughout the day? I've said this to you before, but I want to say it again. See if you can start a habit of about every half hour just stopping for a moment and saying, Lord, I know you're here, and give him the glory that belongs to him. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Do you ever take time to do that? I'm not saying you have to get out a whole orchestra set of equipment. I just mean that you come before the Lord and just praise him. Thank him. Read the Psalms that speak of praising God. give God what belongs to Him. Because in that way, you are more and more giving your heart to Him. He will love you for it. And the gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. While people were listening to Jesus speak, He proceeded to tell a parable because He was near Jerusalem, and that they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So He said, listen to this, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. And then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you. Because you are a demanding man, you take up what you did not lay down, you harvest what you did not plant. And he said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. And he replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. And after he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, do you hoard? Do you hoard money? Or do you look around and say at least part of it? Do you look around and say, what need is there in this country? Or you even have some pocket change that you just like to keep there so if there's an emergency. You see someone begging on the street, and we're seeing a lot of that these days. Would you give it to them? Brothers and sisters, there are so many ways. You can't say I'm too busy. If you're too busy to care for the poor, at least for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, if you're too busy for that, you're too busy. Now, I know that if you have a very hard job and it takes a lot of days, then find one day or just an hour of one day and give to the poor in some way. Do something for them, loan them something, or give them something. Please, brothers and sisters, your brothers and sisters are in need. Please, please don't say I'm too busy. What will God say to you when you stand before His throne? Or I'm too busy, I don't have time for you? Oh, brothers and sisters, that wouldn't happen. So please, we can become so glued to a schedule, so glued to something that we want to do or that we always do at this time. What I want and what I hope for is that you, as listeners to this program, could just take, even if it's one day a week, I'd like it a little more than that, but at least one day a week, that you turn around, you see a beggar on the corner, could you give him 50 cents or a dollar? Could you reach out to the needs of someone on the streets who has small children? What could you do to help those are who in need? Please, brothers and sisters, please. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Please, brothers and sisters, let us imitate the Lord. Let us be like him and reach out around us to those who are so in need, because they need help. A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself. I'm going back to the beginning here because I want to emphasize something. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. But his fellow citizens, however, despised him and say, we don't want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money. And they came forward and they said, well, your gold coin has gained 10 additional ones. You've been faithful, so take charge of 10 cities. Second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, save 5 more. And to this servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. And then the other servant came and said, Lord, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored in a way in a handkerchief because I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you do not lay down and you harvest what you do not plant. And Jesus said, with your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lie down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not at least put my money, collect it with interest, and pour it in the bank? Brothers and sisters, let's take a look when we're walking around the city. Please, take a look at the needs of others. I know I'm repeating myself, but I also know that it goes against, well, I'm so busy, I'm so scheduled. Are you so busy and so scheduled that you can't reach in your pocket and hand a dollar to the poor? Are you so busy? Please, brothers and sisters, I urge you. Let's put the poor, the truly poor, centermost in our hearts, please. We want to be like Christ, don't we? Christ loved the poor, and he took care of them. We, who in this country are pretty well off, still have many poor. Open your heart and let God touch your heart. Reach out to those around you. And I pray that God may bless you and inspire you, and write to me. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.